Hello, how are you? Are you awake yet? Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. I'm excited to be here with you for another day. Happy December. We are in the month of December. That is really hard to believe. Seems like just yesterday that it was summer. Now today is the first day of December. And man, we've got a really hot month on this show in December. We're going to go into more of the details about that in a few minutes. I want to let you know what's coming up on Spirit in the Morning. I'm thrilled to be here with you today. Debbie Giorgiani will be joining us by phone later today. Of course, you know Debbie as the co-host of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie that airs right here on Holy Spirit Radio. She's going to be joining us, helping us to survive the holiday shopping frenzy. You know, that could be a real problem. We're in the Advent season, but you might start feeling that stress right now. I need to buy the perfect gift for someone, but I'm busy. I've got to do the baking. I've got parties to go to. What am I going to do? Well, Debbie's going to help us with that and help us keep focus on the Lord, because after all, as the saying goes, He is the reason for the season. So that's what we're doing here. We're here to help you to really make the most out of Advent. We want this Advent to be your best Advent ever. Speaking of being the best ever, the best sidekick in the world is with me today, Mr. Dave Parker.
Well, hey, Gary, that was very kind of you to say that. Hey, good morning, heartfelt, everybody.
Heartfelt. It's very heartfelt. How are you today, Mr. Parker?
I'm doing very well.
Are you ready for December?
I was thinking about that driving up, and wow, it hit me. Wow, Christmas is, I'm thinking like now 3 weeks. Yeah. Exactly to your point. Oh, my goodness.
Right?
I went into like, holy cow.
Yep, yep.
I have to do this, and this.
It happens.
And da-da-da-da. Yeah.
It's a challenge to not get swept away, right, by the holiday frenzy.
Exactly.
But that's why every day we're going to focus on Advent, we're going to focus on the Lord, and we're going to try to help you with it, because if Dave and I are feeling it, we know you're feeling it too. And it is possible to decompress a little bit. We'll be with you throughout this hour. I just want you to chill. Don't worry about your gifts right now and your shopping and what needs to get done. Just chill out with us. We've got some really good music today, and we've got some good features. Debbie will be with us. And, of course, we have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. So if you're feeling a little stressed, we'll have that coming up at 7:50 today. Let's kick it off with prayer. Today we'll do one of my favorite prayers, one of the favorite prayers that of this station, Holy Spirit Radio, St. Augustine's Prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, this morning I was opening up my new issue of the Magnificat, which is the magazine that I use to get the daily Mass readings. And there was a really cool little meditation at the front of it. This is from Father Alfred Delp. He was a Jesuit priest. Very simple quote, but listen to this about Advent. I think this really sets the tone. Advent is the time for rousing. Humanity is shaken to the very depths so that we may wake up to the truth of ourselves. The primary condition for a fruitful and rewarding Advent is renunciation and surrender.
Wow.
Right, Dave? That's the challenge, to surrender, to say, okay, Lord, I want to do all these things. I'm going crazy. I've got lots of things to do. But you know what? I'm going to surrender myself to you.
Yeah.
And some things might not work out the way I want, and that's okay, Lord.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what we're going to try to do during this Advent.
Absolutely. I was going to say, keep the Lord in the center, keep Him on the throne, you know, especially in this frenzied time.
All right, I got something for you, Dave. Now, this is an article I came across. I knew about this before. This is about, and we're going to have this at spiritinthemorning.com, so you could check this out later. Did you know, Dave, that there are actually three comings of Christ? Did you ever hear this before?
Vaguely, but go ahead, Gary. Share with us.
This is perfect for Advent. There are three comings of the Lord. This comes from the writings of St. Bernard of Clairvaux. Three comings. And he says this, Advent prepares not just for the first coming of Christ to Israel. We do know that he came 2,000 years ago, right, to the first time, or even the second coming of Christ at the end of time. We know about that, too. There is a third coming between these two in which Jesus comes in spirit and power for our rest and consolation.
Wow.
Holiday frenzy, getting stressed out.
Yes.
Jesus wants to come into our hearts right now.
Exactly.
And that's what this is all about. Let me read a little bit of this. This is really cool. He goes on to say, we know that there are three comings of the Lord. The third lies between the other two. It is invisible while the other two are visible. And this, I think, is the essence of Advent. This is the one we miss because, and I've struggled with this in the past. You're going to hear some words in the gospel today that I'll read in a couple minutes that remind us of, we sometimes end up just going through the motions. And for years, this is the way my Advent went. My Advent was, oh, great, yeah, we're preparing for Jesus. And what does that mean? I didn't even care what that meant. But a lot of people don't know what that means. And a lot of people justifiably so say, well, he was born 2,000 years ago. What's the point? Why am I preparing? And that's, I get that. And also for his second coming, Dave, you know as well as I do, we don't expect him to come today. We just don't. I mean, he may.
He may, exactly.
But we don't know. That's human nature. We think, oh, he hasn't come back for 2,000 years. We got plenty of time.
Yeah, and we look at it in a more of a historical context. It was 2,000 years ago.
Right.
You know, so that kind of, again, as you say, that's human nature to kind of, we pad our memory or our thought process. Like, okay, we know he's going to come, but...
Yeah,
you know,
but we have time. What's the hurry?
We have time. Yeah.
I got things to do. You know,
exactly.
I've got shopping to do.
Yeah.
But that's why this third coming is so critical, because this is what Advent is all about. I want to prepare to welcome Jesus more deeply into my life right now in 2016, December the 1st. That's the day that the Lord has given me. I don't know if I'm going to see December the 2nd. And November the 30th, that's gone. So I have December the 1st right now to prepare for the Lord, to welcome him, to get to know him better. And the beautiful thing about this meditation from Saint Bernard of Clairvaux is this. What does the Lord promise us with this third coming? He promises us rest and peace. I need some of that.
So don't we, Dave? Yes.
Take a look at the malls, and it's going to get worse. People are getting nasty out there.
Exactly. Well, I was just going to say, look at the helping professions, a lot of them. I mean, in medicine and in psychology, people are stressed out, and they seek out that kind of help to get rest. And how do I reattain that kind of thing?
And they're looking for the Lord whether they know it or not. And
that's exactly.
That is such a big part of my ministry when I go out and speak about overcoming anxiety. As I do all around the country, the message is simple. I have learned to experience peace, and I'm an anxious person by nature. I've struggled with anxiety throughout my life. I've learned to experience peace by getting to know Christ, by talking to him every day. On the way over, he was with me. We were chatting all down Street Road. I was talking to the Lord. I said, hey, Jesus, how are you today? Help me have a good day. Let me know what I should say on the show. Send your Holy Spirit. By the way, thanks for giving me another day. Please use me however you wish. This is the conversation we had. And I think that, unfortunately, so many of us forget that Jesus is real. He's a friend. He's in the car with you. He's at home with you. He's wherever you are. And also, we talked about this earlier. Dave, you brought this up, Eucharistic adoration. He's fully present, really present. Yes. That's really Jesus waiting in the tabernacle or at the adoration chapel.
Absolutely.
So,
and we can avail ourselves of that if we just carve out a little bit of time. It doesn't have to be 3, 4, 5 hours.
Yep.
You know, it could be 15, 20 minutes in your busy day, and that could slow you down.
And it feels sometimes it feels uncomfortable, though. It feels like we're wasting time. But as my spiritual director has told me, don't be afraid to waste time with the Lord. We just put him on the back burner so many times, and then we wonder why we're stressed out. We're stressed out because something's missing. That something is Jesus. So why don't you do this? As Dave said, spend a couple of minutes today with him. If you're not used to doing it, don't go for 2 hours. You know, and if you can get to the Adoration Chapel, beautiful. If you can get to Daily Mass, perfect. If you can't, just carve out a little time and talk to him wherever you are. And that's, he's going to give you that peace. You spend time with Jesus, you're going to be peaceful. But when you get a chance, check out this article about the three comings of the Lord. It's not that long. It's not that complicated, but it's got a great message. St. Bernard of Clairvaux. And prepare yourself for that coming of Jesus to you right now. And as we go through Advent, each day, you want to get a little bit closer to him. How do you do that? You talk to him. You talk to him, you listen to the gospel. We're going to be reading the gospel in the show today. The St. Andrew Novena, which began yesterday. Hey, if you didn't begin it yesterday, you can start it today. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up over that. It helps you to prepare to welcome the Lord, to get to know Him better. All these things will work if you put them into practice. Give it a try. Okay, let's look at today's gospel. And again, this will be linked at spiritinthemorning.com from Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 21. Jesus said to His disciples, "Not everyone who says to Me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of My Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of Mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of Mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the wind blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." Now, you've heard this gospel before. We've all heard this many times. But listen closely to what the Lord's saying. It's very, very powerful. Jesus is saying, Not everybody who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of My Father in heaven. In other words, just going through the motions, just praying your prayers, just going to Mass on Sunday, it's not good enough to get you to heaven. We're called, and look, let's face it, being a Christian is not easy. It's not for wimps. We're called to really live this life, to live it, not just say it. It's very easy for me to say, "Oh yeah, Jesus is my Lord, He's my Savior." But when that annoying person comes to me and challenges me and really makes me want to yell at them, how do I respond to that person? How do I respond to the homeless beggar who's sitting on the street? Do I walk by him, or do I say good morning, or maybe give him something? How do I respond when I don't feel like praying? You know, I might want to watch TV. I might want to relax. I might want to do something else, but I haven't said my prayers yet. How do I react? This is what it means to be a Christian. And look, this is challenging, but that's what Advent is all about. We need to look inside of ourselves. And believe me, this gospel, this really hit me as I was reading this. This is a tough message from Jesus. And I'm going to look at myself today and try to find the times when I go through the motions. And I do it. Sometimes I'm not nice to my wife and my children because I've got things I want to do and I don't take the time for them. I'm short with them. Maybe I talk about people behind their backs. I mean, all of these little things that I want to work on. And I'm going to ask the Lord to help me, to give me the grace to deal with these problems today. And Jesus is really blunt. I like it when He's blunt. He says, "Everyone who listens to these words of Mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. Otherwise, if we listen to these words and we let them go in one ear and out the other, we're being fools. I don't want to be a fool." And if Jesus is telling us this, we should really take some time and take His words seriously. We want to build our house on a foundation. What is the foundation we want to build our life on? It's Jesus Christ. And what Dave was talking about earlier, carving out a little time for the Lord, starting your day out with prayer. And asking for the grace to deal with whatever you're going to face today. That's very important. Thanking the Lord for giving you another day. Little things, these little things that we forget to do are so crucial. And what happens is that over time, our foundation becomes stronger and stronger. Our foundation in Christ. And these things that we have to force ourselves to do initially, the morning prayer, the asking for help, the reading of the Bible, or whatever, it becomes second nature. It becomes a habit, which is good. That's what we want to do. But in the beginning, it's work. So let's use this Advent to try our best to turn this devotion to our Lord into a habit, to get used to talking to Him every day. If you haven't done it, spend a few minutes. Just chat with Him. Say, "Lord, thanks. Thanks for giving me the day. Please help me. I'm going to need Your help." And in the meantime, we're going to be here to help you too at Spirit in the Morning. Right now, the time is 7:14. When we come back, we're going to take a look at all of the things that are happening on this show in December. You don't want to miss this because we got some really cool things coming up. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for December 1st. Today we celebrate Blessed Charles de Foucauld. Born into an aristocratic French family in 1858, Charles was orphaned at six and raised by his devout grandfather. As a teen, Charles rejected Catholicism and joined the army. He was sent to Algeria with his regiment, where he resigned his commission. Inspired by the Jews and Muslims he met in Africa, Charles resumed the practice of his faith upon returning to France in 1886. He first joined a Trappist monastery, transferred to one in Syria, and eventually left there to serve as gardener and sacristan for a Poor Clare monastery in Nazareth. In 1901, Charles went back to France and was ordained a priest. Returning to North Africa, Charles was invited by a former army comrade to live among the Tuareg people in Algeria. He learned their language well enough to compose a Tuareg French dictionary, write poetry, and translate the Gospels into Tuareg. The outbreak of World War I led to attacks on the French in Algeria. When the settlement where he lived was seized in a raid, Charles and two French soldiers visiting him were shot to death on December 1, 1916. Charles was beatified in 2005.
The new Saint of the Day app is available now for your smartphone or tablet. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
The shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night! Oh, what a glorious night! I hear the angels singing, Hallelujah! Let the
Jesus.
home now, all is quiet, a star shining in the sky. Below in Bethlehem, the king is sleeping. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night.
And that was Oh, What a Glorious Night by Sidewalk Prophets. How about that beginning? Did you catch the Charlie Brown thing? I'll tell you what, when it comes to, first of all, I love that song. And that song is available on iTunes in case you're interested. We always put the names of every song that we use at spiritinthemorning.com. I love the song itself, but the Peanuts opening, once I heard that, I said, I need to use this on the show. One of my favorite Christmas specials always has been a Charlie Brown Christmas. That's one of my favorite ones. There's a couple others that that I really have liked, but that's one that always catches me. I remember that from when I was young. I like Frosty the Snowman, too. This is a big controversy at my house, and I know my daughter Elizabeth and Mary and my wife Eileen, they're listening to the show now. I think I'm the only one who likes Frosty the Snowman, but I've always...
Oh, no.
Dave.
Oh, yeah. I love
really?
Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, I like you even more, Mr. Parker. Do you have a favorite Christmas special from... years going by, either a cartoon or a variety show or something.
One of them is Rudolph, which was on. That, I think it was Sunday night.
Oh, I missed it. All right, we're going to have to.
You know what,
that.
Gary? I DVR'd it.
Oh, okay.
Because I have grandkids, so I'm thinking. Well, that was my excuse to Barbara.
Maybe we can have movie night at the Parkers. I could come over and we can make some popcorn.
Yeah.
Now, you know what's interesting, Dave? Tony Rossi from the Christophers will be joining us next Wednesday. He's going to be talking about 7 classic Christmas TV episodes to boost your holiday spirit.
Wow. Awesome.
So I took a look at some of the ones on his list, and they're actually some of my favorites. So we'll be talking more about that as we go forward, which, by the way, brings up, we are now in the month of December, and we kick it off today with Debbie Giorgiani, who will be joining us later from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. You hear their program every weekday on every Monday through Friday right here on Holy Spirit Radio. She's going to be helping us deal with the holiday shopping frenzy. But throughout the month of December, we have some amazing guests coming up. I just want to highlight a few of them so you'll know what's coming. Tomorrow on the show, Father Ed Looney will be here. He wrote a book called A Rosary Litany. Now, if you've ever struggled with praying the rosary and had a difficult time focusing on the meditations, you want to hear what Father has to say, because he's got a great method for helping you to focus on the meditations and the mysteries when you pray the rosary. Monday, Mark Poletno will be here from the Malvern Retreat House. He'll be telling us what's coming up in December at Malvern. Tuesday, Kelly Walquist will be here talking about wine. How's that, Dave? We're going to talk about wine early in the morning.
Okay, that's a good segment.
But it's not the type of wine you are typically thinking about. Women in the New Evangelization. Mm-hmm. Kelly's started up an incredible new movement. It is spreading over the country. Mm-hmm. This is I'm glad to have her on the show. I talked to her. I caught up with her at the Philadelphia Women's Conference. We had a table there, and Kelly had a table next to me. I've known her for a while, and I said, you want to come on the show? And she said, absolutely. So she'll be on the show on Tuesday, the 6th of December. The 7th, Tony Rossi will be here from the Christophers. We'll be talking Christmas specials. The 8th of December, I'll be actually en route to Des Moines, Iowa. I'm going to be the keynote speaker for Iowa Catholic Radio's 10th anniversary dinner. And we'll pre-record the show. That'll be a special show about the Blessed Mother. The 9th of December, Father Jeff Kirby will be talking about his new Bible study on the Gospel of Luke. December the 12th, road trip. We're headed to St. Hubert's High School.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And then Tuesday the 13th, Teresa Tomio will be joining us. 14th of December, another road trip.
Okay.
Two road trips in one week,
really?
Mr. Parker.
Talking about in December and in Advent, wow, we're going to be pretty busy.
That's
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. We're headed to Lansdale Catholic High School. The 15th of December, that Thursday, Lisa Hendy from Catholic Mom will be joining us once again. And then Friday, Johnette Benkovic will be here. She's a big favorite in the Delaware Valley. You like to listen to her show, I know. She does the retreat at Malvern. Johnette's going to be on the show. And in fact, I was speaking with her yesterday. I'm going to be doing her television show as well in January. I'm headed down to EWTN to film 5 episodes. Dave, we're going to film 5 episodes.
Wow.
of the show in one day.
One day.
So I've done it before, so I think I can do it again.
Yeah,
so,
I know you can do it, Gare.
And then on December the 19th, Tony Shelia, a.k.a. Tony Manja, will be in the studio cooking for us.
Wow.
So, Dave, I got you breakfast on that day.
What's the date on that again?
The 19th of December. Don't get your breakfast on the way in. And on the 20th of December, it just gets better, Marty Rotella will be back in the studio for a bit of a Christmas party.
Yes.
So he has a new Christmas CD out, as he mentioned on the air the other day. He's going to be coming back, and we're going to be having fun. Kevin Lowry will be here. He was on the show last month. He's coming back on the 21st of December to talk about conversion. That's a big word. You hear that word a lot, and especially during Advent.
Absolutely.
Good time to convert, to grow closer to the Lord.
Absolutely.
And Kevin will be talking about that with us. Okay, on the 22nd of December, and I'm really excited about this one, the second most famous Catholic personality from Erie, Pennsylvania will be here. Now, the first, of course, is our own Dave Parker.
Well, thank you, Gare.
Father Larry Richards will be joining us, and boy, one thing about Father Larry, we know that he's going to tell it to us straight, right? He's not going to...
Oh, yeah. He doesn't mince words. You know?
So if you're struggling during Advent, Father Larry will help you bring your Advent to a close. So these are the events and the guests that we have coming up in December.
One quick thing, Gare, if I might, on a personal note, the 22nd of December is a very special day that I must always remember.
Yes.
It's my wife's birthday.
Oh.
She was a like a Christmas baby type of thing.
Nice,
you know?
Nice.
Not quite on Christmas, but that's what it is.
Yeah, very good. Well, that's an extra special day for you, too, so that's good. So we got lots of good things coming up in December on Spirit in the Morning. And, you know, Dave, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. We started in October the 10th, I think, was our first show.
Yes.
None of us envisioned this show would take off like it did. I mean, it's the Holy Spirit, right?
Absolutely.
And I'm so grateful that we're here, we're doing the show, and I thank you for listening. Thank you for spreading the word. Please continue to let people know that we're here. We want to help get your day started off in the right way. And also, Dave and I have said this many times, I want to keep saying it, we would like to hear from you, and we'd like to know where you're listening from. That's a good thing. We want to know your parish, where you're listening from. Keep us posted. We will be happy to hear from you. When we come back, Debbie Giorgiani will be joining us. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President-elect Donald Trump appears in Indiana this morning to salute workers at a factory that he made a campaign promise to save. Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence will appear with officials from Carrier, who've agreed to keep some 800 factory jobs in the U.S. and not move them to Mexico. But roughly 1,400 workers had been slated to be laid off. The National Weather Service is confirming that 5 people were killed in 2 states after at least 13 twisters damaged homes, splintered barns, and toppled trees in parts of Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee. The storms tore through early yesterday just as firefighters began to get control of wildfires that have killed 7 and damaged or wiped out more than 700 homes and businesses around the resort town of Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And Pope Francis yesterday asked for prayers for the victims of Monday's plane crash in Colombia, noting the Brazilian people are mourning the loss of soccer players from the Chapecoense team. He mentioned the tragedy while greeting Portuguese-speaking pilgrims at his general audience yesterday. The crash of the chartered aircraft late Monday in the Andes Mountains claimed 71 lives. The Holy Father told the pilgrims that the Italians were reminded of a 1949 air crash that wiped out an Italian soccer team. He said, quote, "I'd like to recall today the Brazilian people's sorrow," and went on to urge prayers for the victims of these harsh tragedies. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition. Their mission is to provide financial support to area crisis pregnancy homes and centers and educate the community regarding sanctity of life issues from conception until natural death.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When Father James Keller founded the Christophers in 1945, he chose as our prayer the beautiful words attributed to Francis of Assisi. I'd like to share them with you now. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Always by my side. always by my side.
Whom Shall I Fear by Chris Tomlin. Good point, right? Why are we so afraid? We've got the God of angel armies right beside us, and that's what we're here to help you remember. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Current temperature 56 degrees in the Delaware Valley. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 56, so we're not going to get any higher than we are right now. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 33 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 50 degrees. Okay, so you're feeling the stress from the holiday season. It's Advent. We're a few days into the Advent season, and we're already starting to freak out, right? The malls are crowded. We've got lots of gifts to buy. We've got parties to go to. Oh, and by the way, maybe we can fit Jesus in there too, right? You feeling that? Well, we've got somebody on the line right now to help us with dealing with this holiday stress that we all can be subject to. Dave Parker and I at the station, we were talking about it today. Earlier, we all suffer from this. What do we do to survive this holiday shopping season that can overwhelm us? Debbie Giorgiani is on the line with us. She is the co-host of the very popular show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, which you can hear today and every Monday through Friday right here on Holy Spirit Radio. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, Gary. Good morning to you. And did I hear you correctly when you said it's 56 degrees right now where you are?
It is. It's
39 here in Arizona.
That doesn't make sense. It's supposed to be warm in Arizona, right?
I know. Something is wrong.
Yeah,
something
I know. And by the way, Deb, I got to thank you for getting up so early to be on with us. You know how much I appreciate this.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I am so happy for you. Your show sounds fantastic, and God bless you. Blessings to you, and I hope it touches so many of your listeners, and so I'm excited. When you asked me, I was like, wow, I would definitely be on your show.
Oh, man, because I knew you'd be a great addition. All right, so what do we do? We're starting to feel the stress, all the things we have to do, and it's Advent, so I've got to fit Jesus into this whole picture. What do you have? I mean, any ideas you can share with us, Deb, about how we can get through this?
Don't do it. Don't do it. No, I'm just kidding. Don't go into those malls. No, I'm kidding. Seriously, though, it's a problem. We had the biggest shopping day Friday after Thanksgiving, and then Cyber Monday was this past Monday, and you're absolutely correct, Gary. People are feeling stressed, mm-hmm. and they lose sight of what really this Advent season is all about, and that is, you know, a true preparation, a true changing of hearts and minds, and anticipating the amazing birth of our Lord and Savior, and we get caught up in the world's way of telling us, hurry up, get everything you need, stock up, get ready, because you're going to be having those parties and going to the places, and you don't want to be showing up with a gift. You don't want someone coming to your house without having a gift, and people are stressed.
Yeah.
So really, the best thing to do is quite honestly, is to shift that thinking and to change the way you approach it. For instance, we can make every single encounter and every single experience we have during this Advent season a spiritual one, if we choose to. I really don't give gifts that I tend to lean towards giving gifts that are very meaningful.
Right.
So either spiritual gifts, maybe cards with 2017 prayer intentions that I intend to do for people, masses to be said. I give resources and books, spiritual books. I even, this year I'm giving Vocation Brew coffee, which is amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. So I don't really stress because, quite honestly, I really don't go into the malls during Christmas at all. And I find it very peaceful because I will tell you, Gary, real quickly, several years ago, I was one of those crazy shoppers that I waited till the very last minute to get ready.
Yeah.
And it was the worst Christmas experience I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, I was very stressed. By the time Christmas came, I did one of those things where I kind of wiped my brow and I said, thank goodness this is over with. What a horrible feeling to feel. I mean, at Christmas, I should be bouncing off the walls so joyful that our Lord was born.
Yeah, and you know what? I hear that from so many people. They say, oh, I just can't wait till this is all over. But yeah, we missed the point. I talked earlier in the show about this great idea that was put forth by St. Bernard of Clairvaux, the third coming of Christ. We don't hear about that a lot. That's the coming of Christ to me now. He wants to become more involved in my life. And that's one of the great benefits of Advent. I can try to grow closer to Jesus But it's not going to happen if I'm so busy running around, right? It's the Martha and Mary story.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're exactly right. And when you just said that, it really made me think of actual, I was thinking of people right now that I know are extremely stressed and losing the point of the whole idea of preparing oneself and for that anticipation and that excitement. And here's the thing. If we do that, I mean, then what is really the benefit? Tell me then, what is the benefit of Advent then?
Right, right.
It makes no sense. And the church in its wisdom they want us at different times of the church year to prepare our hearts and minds and to be ready. And we, in this world, Gary, I mean, you know, it cracks me up. We have so many people getting ready for what? They're getting ready for the world. They're not getting ready for Christ.
Right. And it happens all the time. And I think you really hit on a key point, and I'm glad you mentioned it. You mentioned that you avoid the malls now. And that's a good thing if we change some of our habits, if we know that we're going to get stressed out, if we know we're going to get swept up in this shopping frenzy, it's a good idea to take that step back and to make that conscious decision. Yeah, I'm going to spend time with you, Lord. I'm going to stay out of these. It can almost be an occasion of sin, because if I completely forget about them, if I'm shopping and stressed out and getting angry at people, I mean, you've seen it in the malls, people get nasty, mm-hmm. right? So sometimes we just have to pull back.
Well, we're actually going to be talking about it, Jerry and I, on Take Two, I think in about probably next week.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about exactly what you just said, about how people's bad behavior comes out during these shopping frenzies. And it always amazes me how I've seen, and I've actually done it myself, I'll be honest. I'm you know, it's tough when you're shopping with kids and you get impatient. I mean, here you're right in front of a beautiful tree that's all decorated. They might even have a nativity set somewhere in a mall, maybe, if you're lucky.
Yeah,
and
you're
dragging your kids around. You're tired. The kids are tired.
Yep.
The next thing you know, you start, you know, barking at your kids. I mean, what kind of example is that while you're shopping? And I don't know. I think sometimes we've lost it, and it's up to us as mature Christians to change that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it's one of the things we're trying to do on the program here, and I'm blessed to be able to be a part of this, is to help the listeners really to appreciate Advent. We take it one day at a time. I'm on the journey as well. You know, I fight these challenges and the stress and the busyness as well. And if we do it, if we keep centered on the Lord, everything's going to work out just fine. And that's the point. Right, Debbie, I know your show is so popular on Holy Spirit Radio, but in case somebody is not familiar with Take Two and what it's all about, can you just briefly share what you guys do here each day?
Sure. Take Two is a peer ministry program whereby we lock arms with the listeners and we basically journey together closer to God. And we tackle all the issues that affect, I mean, pretty much all of us from time to time, or we know of. And we just approach them from different angles. It is not a type of catechetical show or apologetic show necessarily, although we do have guests on that are experts and will handle those tougher questions or topics that we cover.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time we're just talking about real life circumstances and how do we behave as Christ and how do we really grow, you know, obviously closer to God, but connect with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And we're finding on Take Two that the Take Two family is just growing at a rapid rate, and we receive several emails or text messages or Facebook posts saying that, you know, the show really impacted me, I don't feel alone, now I understand I can do this because there's others that have done it, and we're praying together and holding each other up. So really, it's just a chance for us, kind of a movement, Gary, actually.
Mm.
We're kind of just together as a group of the lay faithful who are trying to journey and be in communion with God.
Awesome. And, I'm a big fan, and you were kind enough to let me be on the show, so that's great. I really appreciate that opportunity. And we've got about a minute left before we go to break, but Debbie, I just want to thank you so much for joining us. I would love to have you on again.
Absolutely.
I don't want to deprive you of your sleep, but you know how much I appreciate it.
Absolutely, and we hope to have you on again as well, Gary. We promote all of your books and resources, and they've been most helpful to our listeners. So thank you for the work that you're doing.
You are awesome. You know that?
Oh, so are you. And I just wish you all at Holy Spirit have a beautiful Advent season, and I hope this small interview helps a few of the listeners to maybe shift the mindset and have a beautiful, prayerful season.
Absolutely. And Debbie, we're going to have your website, take2show.com, linked on our site, spiritinthemorning.com, so people can visit as well. Thanks so much for coming on. Blessed Advent and Merry Christmas to you, and we'll talk to you again in the new year. How's that?
Thank you so very much. Take care.
All right, Deb, take care.
Okay.
All right, Debbie Georgiani with us. Boy, that was, what I like about Debbie is she is so down to earth, and she gave us such good advice. Just stay out of the malls sometimes. I know we have to buy presents, but if you're going to get stressed out, if you're going to yell at people, hang out and listen to Holy Spirit Radio instead. You'll make out much better. When we come back, the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day, 7:46 right now.
Love is what we come here for.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
Just about the time.
It's a reminder that God loves you from Rachel Lampa. You know, that's one of the favorite songs of my daughter, Mary. So, Mary, thanks for suggesting that song. Right now, the time is 7:50. Before I get to the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, I want to make one announcement. This comes from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. St. Charles Borromeo Seminary welcomes all to attend an open house followed by an evening of religious music and prayer during this year's Advent season at the 29th annual Christmas concert. That's going to be Sunday, December the 4th, which is this Sunday. 1 to 3 will be the open house, followed by the concert at 4 p.m. That's it at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary in, I'm having trouble saying that word today, Seminary in Wynwood, PA. For more information, please call 610 667-3394 or visit www.scs.ed/node/2043. You're never going to remember that, so I will put it at spiritinthemorning.com. Right, Dave?
Good move there, Gare. Yes.
I don't have a good memory. I don't expect you to remember that. So, therefore, I will I will put it at spiritinthemorning.com. Okay, Mr. Parker.
Yes, sir.
If you are stressed, it is time for the... We don't get stressed during this show, do we?
Maybe a little, everybody.
Maybe a little. Yes, well, that's why we do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse each day. And this verse is for me and Dave as well as you, because sometimes live radio can be stressful. But anyway, today's Be Not Afraid Bible verse, Luke 22:43. And to strengthen him, an angel from heaven appeared to him. Now, let me fill in the blanks a little bit. This takes place during our Lord's agony in the garden. When he was suffering in the garden, he prayed and he asked his Father. And this is a good reminder for all of us. If you're struggling with a problem in your life and you think, well, maybe it's not okay to ask God to take this away. Here's an example that it is okay to say, Lord, remove this suffering from me, this illness, this financial burden, this relationship problem, whatever it is. It is okay. You've got an example of Jesus asking his Father, Father, please, if it be your will, let this cup of suffering pass me by. So Jesus did it. So it's okay for you to do that. Now, however, what Jesus did at the end of his prayer, but he said, however, not as I will, but your will be done. Total submission to the will of God. Remember that gospel? He touched on that in the gospel today as well. You can say, Lord, take this away from me. That is perfectly acceptable. Don't feel bad about saying, Lord, I'm suffering. Please take this suffering away from me. He wants you to ask him. He told us to ask and we will receive. However, just be open to accepting his will, because sometimes, and I know this doesn't feel good at the time, sometimes that suffering is necessary because it'll help you. It'll help you to get closer to the Lord. We often don't know what's best for us. And I'm not a guy who loves suffering. Believe me, I don't like suffering. I try to avoid it at all costs. But I've come to realize that sometimes the suffering is necessary. Now, getting back to this verse, St. Luke is the only evangelist who highlights this one particular statement that I use today as the verse. And to strengthen Jesus, an angel from heaven appeared to him. Now, what's he praying for? He's praying, let this suffering pass me by. What does he get? He gets an angel. You see, sometimes you don't get exactly what you ask for, you get what you need. And when Jesus received this angel, remember, this gets a little confusing. Sometimes we say, well, wait a minute, how could Jesus be praying? Isn't he God? What's going on? He's praying to his Father. Remember that Jesus is a divine person, but there are three persons in the Blessed Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're all God. They are all divine. However, they are all distinct persons, and they can communicate with one another. That's what's happening here. Jesus is speaking to his Father. Remember, his whole mission on earth was about living out the will of his Father. So he's setting an example for us. He went to his Father. He said, Father, if it be your will, please let this suffering pass me by. And what's he get? He gets an angel to strengthen him. And then at that point, St. Luke goes on to say that he prayed all the more earnestly. So he's able to be strengthened and keep praying. Why? For the grace to endure what he had to endure. So here's the deal. Even if God doesn't take your suffering away, and he doesn't always, he's going to give you the grace to deal with whatever you are facing today. Take comfort in that fact. You're not going to be asked to suffer through anything that you can't handle. Now, you may feel as if you can't handle it. That's okay. A lot of times we don't realize how strong we can be with God's grace. But he's going to give us the grace to deal with whatever lies ahead. And that should make you comfortable. That should take away some of your fears. Again, it doesn't necessarily make your suffering go away. You still might feel the pain of the suffering. But also, in addition to the grace to endure, you can also take that suffering. And this is one of the beautiful things, the beautiful teachings about our Catholic Church. We could take that suffering and unite it with the suffering of Jesus. In other words, offer it up. You've heard that phrase many times. Offer that suffering up and say, here you go, Lord. I want to be with you. I want to help you in your mission to redeem mankind. He lets us do that. What a great blessing. Take this suffering, Lord. Use it. So it's never wasted. If suffering was just that, if it was just suffering with no purpose, that would be really really painful, and it would make it even more painful. But suffering can always be used for good. So take your suffering today. Ask the Lord to take it away if it's His will. But if He doesn't, just give it to Him. Ask for the grace to endure. And you, just as Jesus did, will get the support that you need. So again, that verse was Luke 22:43. But to strengthen him, an angel from heaven appeared to him. And we will have that at spiritinthemorning.com. So you can check that out if you need a little bit more inspiration to get you through the day. Look, even if it's just dealing with the stress of the holiday season, like Debbie and I were talking about earlier, you're going to be surrounded by all kinds of stress and anxiety and confusion and craziness in the upcoming weeks. This is the first week of December. This is the first day of December. It's going to get a lot crazier. But if you keep focused on Jesus, start your day with Him, spend a couple minutes with Him. If you can get to daily Mass, if you can get to adoration, if you can read your scriptures a little bit each day, you're going to feel less stressful. And won't that be great? Let's close with our prayer for the day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, we need your help. Free us from sin and bring us to life. Support us by your power. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Well, we are just about out of time. I want to thank you for spending a little bit of time with Dave Parker and myself. God willing, we're going to be back here tomorrow with Father Edward Looney talking about how to better appreciate the rosary. So if you've struggled with the rosary, if you think, what's the point? I don't get this rosary thing. It's a lot of repetition. You want to listen to the show tomorrow. He's got a great little booklet called A Rosary Litany, Renewing a Pious Custom. Very simple book, very easy to understand, and you're going to love it. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow. We'll have more Christmas music for you. We'll have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse and our usual assortment of goodies and tidbits to help get you. That's the official name for it, Dave, goodies and tidbits.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good segment.
Hey, Brother Parker, I want to thank you for hanging out with
me
today.
Thank you, Brother Zimak.
Thank you.
What an honor, what a privilege.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is fun. We're so blessed.
We are, and we're blessed to have you as a listener. Please, let me know. It's always good to check in with me every now and then. Let me know that you're out there, that you're listening, what you like about the program, what you don't like. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. I really do want to hear from you. I'm not just saying that. I want to hear from you. And remember that we like to take this show on the road. We're going to Lansdale Catholic. We're going to St. Hubert's. We want to come to your business, your school, your coffee shop. We'll even come to your living room. If you want to make breakfast for us, I don't know, Dave. Maybe that's taking it a little too far. But if you're a really good cook, maybe.
Yeah, really. Yeah. We're open.
We love getting out into the streets and really spreading the good news. So let us know. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. And we will be there. Have yourself a wonderful day. Remember that the Lord will give you the grace you need to deal with whatever you are facing today. God bless you. Spend some time with Jesus today. Take care.